Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the third Sunday in Advent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 24, as follows. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, O Thou Joyful, O Thou Wonderful, as God's grace is revealed to us, and we glorify the Holy Child.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to be joyful during the season of Advent and Christmas, to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson, chapter 5, with special attention to the following verses. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, rejoice always. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, are we rejoicing always? Are we joyful and rejoicing at the coming of Jesus as we prepare ourselves for His second coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and at His birth as our Savior at Christmas as the long-expected Jesus? The words we sang in the hymn of the day, O Thou joyful, O Thou wonderful, grace-revealing Christmastide. Jesus came to win us from all sin within us. Glorify the Holy Child. Yes, are we joyful and rejoicing at the coming of the Holy Child? Jesus who came to win us from all sin within us. Or are we filled with sadness, a disappointment, and adversity? Perhaps even with a heavy heart this morning because of a host of problems that have happened to us during the past year, that we do not feel like rejoicing, or even for that matter, praying without ceasing and giving thanks in all circumstances. As a matter of fact, Ruth and I will be the first to admit that we have experienced more sadness, more disappointments, and more adversities during the past year than we have ever experienced before. The year 2020 hasn't been good and kind to us. This is especially true with all the stress due to the coronavirus pandemic. It has been very difficult for us personally, and quite frankly, sometimes almost unbearable. And I am sure that perhaps many of you may have also experienced the same feelings with your own set of problems, disappointments, and adversities during the past year, that you don't feel like rejoicing this morning either at the coming of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Holy Child during Advent and Christmas. Perhaps a serious illness in your family right now, a financial crisis, the death of a loved one, problems with one of your children or grandchildren, or what is even more common today in most families, the impact the coronavirus has made on all of us, not only financially, but especially spiritually in our faith and trust in Jesus. And yet, despite all the problems, the disappointments, and the adversities we may all have experienced during the past year, we are still encouraged this morning to be joyful. That's precisely what St. Paul encouraged the early Christians to do in the Church of Thessalonica, as they were having their own set of problems, disappointments, and adversities. That it is indeed possible to rejoice even in the midst of adversity with trials and tribulations. St. Paul encouraged them, saying, rejoice always, not only when they felt like it or when things were good and wonderful for them, but always, including times of adversity, to pray without ceasing and to give thanks in all circumstances. And St. Paul set the example for them early in his ministry, after he was persecuted and finally arrested for teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. St. Paul and Silas were joyful as they sang hymns and prayers while they were held in prison. That was also true later while in prison again, as St. Paul thanked God and reminded the Christians in the church of Philippi to make his joy full by being like-minded. St. Paul even encouraged him not to quench the Spirit, not to despise prophets, to test everything, to hold fast what is good, to abstain from every form of evil, to be sanctified completely by the God of peace, so that their whole spirit and soul and body may be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, St. Paul reminded them, saying that he who calls you is faithful, he will do it. Yes, God is always faithful as he keeps his promises to his people. As a matter of fact, joy and rejoicing are common themes throughout both the Old and New Testaments, as God always kept all of his promises. In the Old Testament, all the feasts which the Israelites were required to observe celebrated the great and joyful events of their history, beginning with their deliverance by God from the bondage of Egypt to the promised land in Cana. In the New Testament, as Mary rejoiced at the announcement by the angel of the Lord, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." That was also true of the Magi, as they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy when they saw the child with his mother Mary in the house, and then as they bowed down and worshiped him. Yes, God is always faithful as he keeps his promises to his people. Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Are we rejoicing always? Are we joyful and rejoicing at the coming of the Holy Child, Jesus, who came to win us from all sin within us? Or are we filled with sadness, a disappointment, and adversity? Whatever it is, I hope and pray that we are encouraged to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all circumstances. This is especially true during this Advent season, to be joyful as we rejoice, pray, give thanks, and await the Messiah at his second coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and look forward again to celebrate his birth as our Savior at Christmas time. And why? Because Christmas is always a time of joy. It is a time of rejoicing, a time to pray, to give thanks, to celebrate all of God's blessings, to be thankful for all the material blessings God has given us, not only food, clothing, and shelter, but also the spiritual blessings from God, especially the gift of Jesus as our Savior. St. Paul says, "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Yes, this is God's will for you, especially during Advent and at Christmas time, not to allow any kind of problem with sadness, disappointment, or adversity to be in the way of our joy during Advent and at Christmas. To rejoice even during times of hardships and adversities we are having right now. The words of St. James in chapter 1, verse 2, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds." Yes, even in the midst of trials of many kinds, we are still encouraged to rejoice always. We celebrate not only the joy we experience at the birth of Jesus as our Savior, but also the trials this same baby Jesus endured later for us on the cross as he suffered and died in our place to give us the joy of our salvation. It is indeed the good news of a great joy that a Savior has been born to us again, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, to later be wrapped in painful suffering and dying on a cross. Yes, Christmas is always the good news of a great joy. To be joyful and to rejoice, just like the shepherds did on that memorable night when the angel of the Lord told them, "I bring you good news of a great joy." To be joyful and rejoice, just like the three magi did as they followed the star of the east by night. They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit to be joyful and rejoicing at the coming of Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords during this Advent, and as the promised Savior during this Christmas as we glorify the Holy Child. May our prayer today be the words of the next hymn. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Advent and Christmas is a time to receive the long-expected Jesus, who was born to set us free from our fears and our sins. A time to prepare ourselves in the right spirit, not only for His second coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but especially at His birth as our Savior. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because He will save His people from their sins. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we strive to be joyful during Advent and Christmas, to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Amen.
Let us
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, send us your Holy Spirit today to fill us with joy during this Advent and Christmas season, despite all the sadness, disappointments, and adversities we may have experienced during the past year, to rejoice at the coming of Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and as the promised Messiah and Savior. Father, again we pray that you will continue to keep us, our family, our friends, our neighbors, and the members of our church here at Shepherd in the Pines, safe and healthy from the coronavirus, especially as the surge of the virus continues to escalate and get out of control. Father, we also pray that a vaccine is made available to all of us very soon, as the FDA is ready to approve and authorize the vaccine submitted by Pfizer so that we can live a normal life again and be safe and healthy, and finally have the doors of our church open so that we can gather inside, indoors, to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we bring these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn, O come, Emmanuel. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this third Sunday in Advent, as we prepare ourselves in the right spirit to receive the long-expected Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and as our Messiah and Savior, we conclude with the singing of the hymn, Savior of the Nations Come. Amen.